from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from William H. Murray Sr., age 66 at the time of this interview.
I'm a retired 28-year Port Authority bus driver. I graduated from high school in 1966. I'm the oldest of 10 children. Basically, I've been working, I would say, since I was 8 years old, because that's what came with being the oldest and your mother is having a baby every year. You have to spend your time washing diapers, running in behind the other ones. You can't learn how to skate. You can't learn how to swim. You can't learn how to do any of those things because you don't have the time. The only thing I can tell you is that I didn't have a childhood. At the age of 13, I thought I was going to be a star athlete, given the body, given the speed. But in a football game, I received an injury to this arm. This arm, it does not straighten out. So it took away a lot of abilities. I was not religious. I couldn't understand why God had allowed this to happen to me and for the circumstances to come about, and that I'm now walking around and my friends are calling me Crip. Why did this happen to me? I graduated in 1966 in June. In July of 1966, I was in downtown Pittsburgh at 1000 Liberty Avenue. I'm in a room with 134 more young men. We're all 18 years old. We are all standing there naked because 1000 Liberty Avenue is the federal building where you were being drafted and inducted into the Army to go to fight a war in a country called Vietnam in 1966. So when they do the physical and they get to me and I got an arm that won't straighten out, they say that I'm handicapped and I can't go into the Army. So they tell me to go put my clothes on and go home. There was 134 other young men there, 18 of them my friends. They passed their physicals. I stayed outside waiting to see what happened to them. The Army marched them from that building across the street to what used to be Greyhound bus station. They all went into the Army. They all went to a war called Vietnam. None of them survived the war. That does not mean that they all got killed. That means that 8 got killed. 10 are probably walking around downtown Pittsburgh, homeless. Not until that day when I walked out of that building and watched my friends go away. And then I walked back to Hazelwood from there to tell their parents that they're not coming home, that they got put on a train. And they asked me, why ain't you on the train? I did realize that the Lord had this prearranged way before. So to the day I sit here, not being someone that went to a war, not being someone that had to kill, but I am sitting here successful. My brother's church is here in McKees Rocks, Second Baptist Church, and that's really what initially connected me to McKees Rocks. But I also met my wife here in McKees Rocks, and she was a choir member, and she was working with the youths, and the fact that she was working within the church and she was working with children, that was a very key thing. But she had children before I met her. I have 10 children that I did not father, but they are my children. And the way it goes, if they were to walk in this door and they would be able to tell you the story about themselves and how I walked into their lives and raised them, and they've all gone on to colleges. Education is what you give yourself. Like I told my own children, the thing that I expect is for you to give yourself the best education you can give yourself. Not for me, not for your mother, not for your friends, but give yourself the best education you can give yourself so that you won't come up short. There's some things in life that ain't gonna never change. You came here by yourself. You're gonna walk this earth by yourself, and you're gonna leave this earth by yourself.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Quayante Davis, Darius Mitchell, and Chris Berube. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.